creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Puff Show.
I know, Granny. I found out the
hard
way.
I love Granny. And there's something kind of sexy about Granny.
Granny's adorable.
Granny is like a daddy.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Granny is like a daddy. Granny is like a daddy. Granny is like a daddy.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2195 of the BFO for Monday, the 27th of June, 2016. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, before you do that, I think somebody needs to get some help for that Donna Sugars. Hello, Onioners. Big Fatty, wouldn't it be Onion Ears? I don't know. Hi, everyone. Something's moving. Big Fatty. Do we need to play your colon report? No, I don't think I'm going to have to get up and run to the toilet. Big Fatty, how appropriate. You start talking about, everybody's talking about Granny, and you've got to go blow it out, stick it out your back door. Y'all, something is moving. Big Fatty, please. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you will find out why you are onioners or onioneers soon enough as we begin. Y'all, it's the last week in June. Shalom-a-la-kay. Yes, Big Fatty. Big doings. Big doings this week. Before we get into the weekend report, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Gus Chad's June IRTed contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June IRTed contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June. But certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st. Because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June IRTed contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
That is correct. And y'all, that is...
This one was really hard.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Digga and...
Woodhaven.
Oh, Woodhaven to you. First of all, Digga, thank you so much for the... the totally original bumper that we've used all month long. Big Fatty, you know he's two-timing on ya. He's moonlighting. Y'all, did you hear? Did you hear that Digga is moonlighting? He's in retirement. He's going, Big Fatty, he's going to be too busy to do your bumpers for you. No, he'll never be too busy for that. No, Big Fatty. Y'all, Digga is, y'all, he's doing the stand-up comedy. Big Fatty, maybe he'll start calling in jokes like that Jimmy Bear does. It could be the Digga Comedy Minute. Big Fatty, I love it. I love it. And maybe Jimmy Bear could do a bumper for it. Who knows? Who knows? But y'all, enough about that. Y'all, it is the last week. Since this is the last week of June, it's the last week of the IRTed contest. Y'all, you know you... You still got time to get your artwork in. You can e-letter it to Big Fatty, and you can, you know, as long as it can hang on Big Fatty's refrigerator. Yes, Big Fatty, you're welcome to send it in. You can e-letter it, Big Fatty, we still hadn't gotten any noodle art or anything from the Joe Zubia or the Flopfo. The Flopfo got her ass called out of. She's been on a cruise. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, on Saturday, on Saturday, Big Fatty got another entry into the I Audit contest. Big Fatty was, who was it from? It was from Gus Chad. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I love Gus Chad stuff. Y'all, it just, when I open the mailbox and there's a Gus Chad envelope in there, y'all, it just puts a smile on my face. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he's drawn Toppy again. The scientist and Sassy is saying, Toppy, what are you wearing? You're not going out wearing that. And Toppy is, he looks like a crazy old man. Big Fatty, he is a crazy old man. Okay. Kind of like Granny. It's true. Y'all, I'm gonna open it up and inside. Oh, Big. Y'all, it says, if you like it, you better put a ring on it. Big Fatty, is that Gus Chad? But y'all, it is, I don't know. Let's just see. Anyway, we'll just read what it says on the inside here. Y'all, it looks like Taylor the Latte Boy or Tater. That George in Atlanta called Sater Tater on his little show Sunday morning. I thought it was Tater the Latte Boy. Ready? But anyway, it says, so Tim and James, Mark and Ed, and of course Gambit and Rodan all have gotten hitched. Oh, and others. And now Taylor is about to get a ring on it. I know you've said you're a confirmed bachelor, but was there ever someone that you would want to be Mrs. Fatty? Big Fatty? Gus Chad, P.S. I love Taylor. I hope he isn't offended. I bet he knows the move all the same, ladies. And y'all, Gus, this, I immediately thought of Taylor the Latte Boy, because it's, and y'all, this will be posted over at the BFO. And y'all, it's like Taylor is wearing a Marilyn Monroe dress. It's got all sparklies on it and everything. Ready? And first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the entry into the contest. And Gus Chad, I know you said that if you win, to donate it to Pride 48, but I'm not. I'm not going to do it. No, Big Fatty, you're not going to do it. I'm going to send it right back to you. Yes, Big Fatty. Because you will have won it fair and square. Yes, Big Fatty. So anyway, y'all check out. And in answer to your question, first of all, it's an excellent question. And maybe my old most regular gentleman caller, I would like to have that in bed with me every day. But y'all, I'm not sure my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, I'd take him on as a Mrs. Fatty. Big Fatty, I think he would want the roles reversed. Well, any whatever. But anyway, straight Bob or my old most gentleman, regular gentleman caller, the invitation's out there. Now you just got to come to the villa. Big Fatty, I think you're safe. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Thursday night after I recorded the full right show, y'all watched the Big Brother. All I'm going to say is I'm going to talk about the Big Brother. There are going to be some spoilers if you hadn't watched it yet. So anyway, Big Fatty. Fatty, just go ahead and ruin it for everyone. I already ruined it. Moose and I ruined it for Miss Bacon. But anyway, y'all, it was crazy. It was crazy Thursday night. Y'all, it was the Joe Batanz. Joe Batanz, out. He's gone. So he's out of the house. Poor Joe Batanz. What is that girl's name? Big Fatty, we don't remember. But anyway, it's the blonde-haired girl. She is the head of household, and she put up Cody's brother, whose name is Paulie. She put him up, and y'all, she put up Josiah. And y'all, they're pretty. The men's are pretty, but y'all, they're dumb as dirt. They are just dumb as dirt. And y'all, I think the rocker Paul, y'all, I think he's a big old girlfriend also.
Yes, Big Fatty. Maybe he'll put a ring on it. You never know. But anyway, y'all, I'm
recording this prior to the Sunday night's brand new competition. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, they say it's going to shake up the game. And you know what? They're exactly right, because I've seen something. I've seen something on the Big Brother app. But anyway, that really does shake up the game. I don't know what the mechanical is, Big Fatty, of how it works. But anyway, y'all, on for right, y'all, it was a very, very quiet day in the coal mine. Y'all, it was just me and the little lamb there. And y'all, the day went quickly. Big Fatty was catching up on some things and was getting some input for a project he's working on. So y'all, it always helps to stay busy. And y'all, when Big Fatty left the coal mine on full right, y'all, I came back to the villa here, and guess what? What, Big Fatty?
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! So, y'all, that, of course, is Squeaky Joe. Oh, I know. Okay, get it out of your system. Just get it out of your system. Yeah, get it out. Oh, yes, get it out. Y'all, there was a lot to get out of a Squeaky Gentleman Caller system. Y'all, it was one of my the recent most regular Gentleman Callers. We met him there at the lockup. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he came by on his way home from work, and y'all, he was not sure that he was going to be able to perform properly. But y'all, let me just tell you, there was performance after performance after performance. Big Fatty. And y'all, there's just something about y'all, it was just lovely, a lovely way to start off the weekend. And y'all, after he left, Big Fatty, old Vader, y'all know old Vader, his orange hat, his little. I'll call it a civic club, for lack of a better term, was selling the Vidalia onions. They went to Vidalia, Georgia, and I guess they dug them up themselves. Y'all, and I said, well, I'll support them. I'll buy 10 pounds of onion. Y'all, I had Vidalia onions coming out of my butt.
Big Fatty, they're gonna be coming out of your butt also after eating as many as you have. It's true.
Y'all, I found a recipe for Vidalia onions au gratin. And y'all, I made it, and y'all, delicious. I made it Friday night, and just lovely. Then I just kind of watched stuff on the TV machine and all for right. Dude, y'all, as hot as blue blazes again in Charleston on for right. Dude, I think it went to 99 degrees. Big Fat, it's almost Walnut Hills. No, not even close to Walnut Hills. But y'all got up Saturday morning and just kind of piddled around the villa. And y'all, then I put on my clothes and I went to the cools. And because, you know, the Danbury's had given me the cools cash. And I had a Bluetooth speaker. Big Fatty, I thought you were going to the dentist to take a look at that. No, that it just pooped out. Yes, Big Fatty. So I got me a nice Bluetooth speaker, and I needed a new sharp knife. Can't do nothing without a sharp knife. No, Big Fatty. And so I got a little set of three little sharp paring knives and all. And a pair of pants. I ordered me a pair. I had to order it at the kiosk. You know, if you go to the Kohl's and order at the kiosk, you get the free shipping. They didn't have what I wanted there, so I went to the kiosk and I was able to use a coupon, a $10 off coupon. But I know a special thanks to the Danbury's for helping me get this new speaker. Yes, Big Fatty. Now you can listen to the little shows while you're in the bathing chamber. It's true. Or taking a big dump. It's true. So I came home and took a little nipper nap and had a little supper. Big Fatty, you want to tell them what it was? Well, it was onions au gratin and something else. I don't remember what else it was, but with it, y'all, I've been eating onions like they're going out of town style. Big Fatty, you're eating them like they're about to go bad. It's true. And Then I was on that stick it with a poke. Y'all, it wasn't supposed to be a stick it with a poke because Gavin and Jim are going on hiatus until August the 13th. But y'all, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. are going to start doing the live underpants show in Gavin's slot. B, Fatty, you made it sound vulgar. And so you can tune in and listen to them on Saturday nights and participate with a live little show. Y'all went out and met Granny and Durwood out at the Connections. And y'all, for some reason, Granny and Durwood both had to tell me stories about them shitting themselves in elementary school. And y'all, I don't understand it. But and y'all, it was almost like they were just real proud of it. They were just real. I think. Well, honestly, Granny shit himself. Granny, what else is new? And Durwood TT'd all in his pants. And anyway, they were just real proud of it. But y'all, we had a good time. We had a new bartender out at the Connections. We'll call him Larry because I don't remember his name. Yes, Big Fatty, but he was cutie patootie. And Big Fatty, you're not gonna have time to talk about what you did on Sunday. Oh. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just want to close out on a serious note. Y'all learned on Saturday night that David, that Blue Jeans guy, lost his little kitty cat who survived the fire at his apartment earlier. But his little kitty cat passed away this past week. And y'all, that Patrick Plain up there in the New York, lost his second little kitty cat. So y'all keep them in your thoughts. Send them a big hug. And we know all what our pets mean to us and all. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Cocktails and Kerfuffles and Donna Sugars please tell us words you never will repeat again.
Granny is like a daddy.
Yeah, big old poop machine daddy. Just pooping daddy, pooping daddy, pooping daddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.